Colossians chapter 3. And if you would stand with me one last time, we'll read a few verses here. Colossians 3, verse 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Why? For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, hallelujah. Not if, dearly beloved, not if, when he shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Wow. Oh, my soul. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we have such a precious, great salvation because of our wonderful, loving, merciful, gracious Savior. Lord, would you please just help us for a few minutes tonight to get happy in Jesus, to rejoice in Christ. Lord, we love you and we need you. We thank you for the sweet spirit already. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. My heart is just desirous tonight to spend a few minutes with you and rejoicing and reflecting a little bit on our salvation, but more importantly on our Savior. Our Savior. The Bible says here in verse 1 that as Christians, those of us who are born again, it says, if ye, then that's you, if you're saved, if you're risen with Christ. Listen, think about that just right off the bat. That means the old is passed away. And now all things are become new. Jesus dead, yes, buried, yes. 3 days later, however, dearly beloved, risen. Risen forevermore. But when we talk about being risen with Christ, we're talking about being alive forevermore. We're talking about never seeing, never worrying about death ever again. Never concerning ourselves about condemnation. No fear of hell. No fear. We have peace with God. We're justified. We are standing in the grace of God for all. We are risen with Christ. Amen. We're just as much alive as He is. And He said in Revelation chapter 1, I quote this to you, but I will come back to Colossians. Look in Revelation chapter 1 though. I want you to see some what it really means to be alive, risen with Christ. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am He that liveth. You know what? You can say this. Think about it. Now, this is Jesus speaking, but it's not blasphemy for you to say this now, because you're risen with Christ. I am He that liveth. I am alive, and listen, and was dead. You and me were dead. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were dead spiritually. We were absolutely, completely dead. But now I am alive. I was dead, but and behold, you can say this. I am alive forevermore. And then you can say, amen. You can say that because why? Because I'm risen with Christ. I'm just as much alive as He is. I'm just as much eternal as He is. My soul is reserved forever. I have an inheritance forever reserved for me in heaven, kept by the power of God. I'm just as much alive as He is. I'm saved. I'm risen with Christ. That ought to gender an amen in somebody's heart. Hallelujah. I'm risen with Christ. Wow. Glory to God. That's enough to have an altar call right there.
Yeah, amen. Great.
So if you're alive forevermore, you were dead. But you liveth. You liveth. We live. We were dead, but now we are alive forevermore. Amen.
That's right.
Because we're risen with Christ. Go back to Colossians. Now, if that be the case, and from your shouting today, I think it is. I hope you know you are. If you are, then what should I do next?
Yep, that's right.
Seek those things which are above. Notice where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. What do we seek after in this life?
Yeah, that's right.
What do we seek after? What do we seek? After we're risen with God, risen with Christ, excuse me, we are saved, kept by the power of God. After we know that. Get that down in the bottom of your heart tonight. You are risen with Christ. You are alive forevermore. But now.
Yep.
But now, what do we do?
Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you what we do. Better yet, God will tell us.
Yeah.
We need to live our lives seeking those things which are above.
Amen. Yeah, amen. That's right. Amen.
Seeking. Searching.
Yep.
Looking for. Longing for. I mean, a treasure hunter seeks that treasure.
Yep.
And listen, that consumes his life. That consumes his heart. That consumes his mind. That consumes his desires. That consumes his day. That consumes his thoughts. That he's seeking after that which he knows will improve and help him. Treasure. Now, as children of God, risen with Christ, old things are passed away. I don't seek those old things anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm now seeking the things that are Christ. I'm now seeking the things that are above. That's heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Now, obviously, I'm not seeking heaven to the point of where I'm going to go take my life to. I can get there quicker. No. Seeking, notice it says, it doesn't say seeking to be there so much as seeking those things which are there.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, we don't know everything that is there.
Amen.
Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm just going to follow the Spirit's leadership here tonight. I'll try to be quick. I know you want to go nibble on a snack and have some fellowship, but man, this is good already. Whew, I'm feeling a little something here. Amen. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's read down here in. Let's just begin in verse 1. It's all good. It's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one called up to the third heaven. Now, this is Paul speaking of when God took him up and gave him a glimpse of the third heaven. You understand, the first heaven is the sky that we see. The second heaven is the outer space that we see in telescopes and things. This third heaven is far beyond that, where God lives.
Amen.
The third heaven.
Yeah.
Now, and Jesus, or, yeah, Jesus caught Paul up in Christ into, caught up means basically raptured his soul.
Right.
Into the third heaven, he got to see. In verse 3, he says, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. In other words, it was such an experience that he didn't even know if he was alive or dead.
That's right.
Now, think about it. He's talking about seeing heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
How in verse 4, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard, notice, unspeakable words. Now, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Why? Because what Paul's saying here is, listen to me. He's saying, if I told you what I saw, you would be jumping off a bridge trying to get there.
Yeah, that's right.
It's that good. If I told you what I saw, if God allowed me to speak the things that I saw, you would go out here and shoot yourself so you could get there.
Amen. Yeah.
Think about it. That's what he's saying. And God says, I don't want you to utter these things. Can you imagine having to live with that?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you. I can't tell you. I can't tell you, but if I could tell you, I can't tell you. Oh, have I? No, I can't tell you. Now, God knew not to do this to a woman.
Amen, brother.
Because a woman can't keep a secret. No, there's no chance. No way. Under God's, no way. God knew to tell this and give this to a man. Now, ladies, please don't get mad at me, but we're different. Right? So, but Paul struggled himself. And he said, I want to tell you, but I can't tell you. I want to tell you. I've seen things that I can't even speak of.
Yeah, right.
Which, he's talking about heaven.
Yeah, right.
And now the rest of his life, what do you think he's thinking about?
Yeah, right.
I mean, really, what do you think he's thinking about?
Amen.
Well, what's on Channel 8 tonight? I mean, do you think now, after he saw that, do you think he's going to miss a church service?
Yeah, Paul, great.
Lord Jesus is exalted, right, and the praises of God. We're singing about the haven of rest, and the grace is greater than our sin, and we're sending the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're handing out gospel tracts, and we're winning souls. And then you think, Paul says, well, you know, I've already been to heaven. I don't think I'm worried about church anymore. No. I guarantee you, he was consumed with that for the rest of his life.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, I think God probably let him see that because he knew, Paul, I'm going to have to take you to Rome, and I'm going to have to just, you know, sever your head. So I want you to be able to handle it, because after all, as soon as that head comes off that body, you're going to be with me forever.
Amen.
So you've seen now where you're at. Don't you wish kind of God would let us see that? But, you know, in a sense, then we'd have to have that thorn that he had.
Right.
That's what he said. Now, let's read on here. I'm not gonna butcher it, but he says, I would desire to glory. I shall not be a fool in verse 6. For I'll say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that which he hear. He said, I can't tell you, or you're going to start thinking I'm some kind of God. I can't really tell you, or you're going to start worshiping me. And verse 7, he says, unless, so I shouldn't be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Oh, my soul. I want to know what he saw. I want to see what he saw. I'm going to see what he saw. I will know what he saw. I will be there one day. And I'm supposed to, that's what I'm seeking for. That's what I'm longing for. That's what my mind should be consumed with. Now, he said, I've had so many revelations. Again, you just see him pacing the floor. Oh, I've seen heaven. Oh, I've seen the streets of gold. I've seen Jesus' face. I've seen the throne room. Oh, I've heard the angels singing. Oh, I know that they all can carry a tune. There's never a wrong note. They don't even have to practice. Oh, I've seen the tree of life. I've seen the river of life. I've seen the great mansions. Oh, I've seen my mansion. It had my name on it. And he said, I've had an abundance of revelations. Oh, I've seen so much. I want to tell you. I want to tell you what I see. But I can't. Not only can I not tell you, but God's going to make sure I don't tell you. He's going to put a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Not buffet me, amen, like good Baptist, but buffet me. Buffet me means to literally beat me. Punish me. Now, lest I should be exalted. But I just want you to think about how, from that point on, what do you think consumed his mind? What do you think he was seeking after? What do you think he was living for? Go back to Colossians 3. And he wrote both of these books, by the way, Paul. He wrote Colossians, and he's telling them now, if you're alive in Christ, if you're risen with Christ, if you're saved like I am, I know you haven't had the abundance of revelations, but understand something, it's real. I want you to know it's real. I've seen it with my own eyes. I can't tell you everything I saw, but I'm telling you, I saw the third heaven, I saw the revelations, and God was so serious about it, I can't tell you because everybody would be wanting to go there. But now, you need to seek those things which are above. You need to seek them. That this sets your affection. How am I going to seek them? Well, verse number two tells us, set your affections there. How do I seek? I can't go right now. It's not God's will yet. Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's not God's will though. I'm not called away yet. I'm still in this old mortal body. This mortal is going to put on immortality, though. Amen. This corruptible is put on incorruption. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This old weak frail body is going to become eternal, glorified in heaven. We will be like Him. We will see Him as He is. Amen. We shall be like Him.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord. But until then, I'm risen with Him. I'm already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So I should seek those things which are above. I should stop seeking the things that are below.
Yeah, that's right.
How am I going to seek those things that are above? Well, He tells us that. Aren't you glad God doesn't just leave us in the dark? Hell, I'm going to set my affection on those things.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean, setting your affection? It means setting your mind.
Yep.
That's what it means, man. That's what it means, ma'am. That's what it means, sir. That's what it means, sister, brother. That's what it means, sir. That's what it means. It means set your mind on things above.
Yep.
Set your thoughts on things above. Set your desires, but your mind, your affections, your mind on things above.
Amen. Yeah, amen.
Not on things below.
That's right.
Setting my mind on things above. I mean, does it ring true with you? Do you understand what He's saying? I'm to seek those things which are above. I'm to set my affection on those things, not on things on the earth. Because, why? Because verse 3 says, because you're dead to this world. Why? Because you're risen with Christ. Therefore, the old Ethan, the old Samuel, the old Brother DeShazo, the old Evan, the old Max, the old Joshua, the old Brother Fogg is dead. And now the new me is risen with Christ. And I have the mind of Christ. And I have now I'm already as good as theirs. It's just a matter of breathing that last breath. And then God says, now, but until then,
amen.
Set your affections up there.
Yeah.
Set your mind up there. You cannot misinterpret this. You cannot twist this. It's plain as day. You're dead to the old man. You're dead to the old life. You're dead to the sin that hung Jesus on the cross. You're dead to the lust of the flesh and the pride of the... And your life is now hid with Christ in God. When God sees you, Brother Jose, He sees Christ.
Amen.
Your life is now hid in Christ. He's not looking at Chris anymore. He's looking at Christ. Just add one letter to it.
Praise God.
My middle name's Christian. I still needed to get saved like everybody else, though. It didn't change anything. But when God looks at me, He sees not me. He says, me. No. I'm dead, and my life is now hidden with Christ.
Amen.
All He sees is Jesus.
Amen.
When He lets me into heaven, Brother Benny, He's not letting me into heaven. He's letting Christ, and I just get to go in Christ.
Amen.
You understand? You didn't get there on your own. You didn't make it because you didn't. You could have. We never would have made. We were completely hopeless without God. But in Christ, now God sees us. We're dead. We're gone. The old you is dead. Now the new you is risen with Christ. Now you get to go to heaven because of Jesus. Your life is dead with Christ in God. You're alive in Jesus. You can now, you should now, have a new mind.
Yes, amen.
I want you to notice now, you're dead. And your life now, that you still live, is hid. I like that. I'm just going to stay right there for a minute. Why is that such a big deal? Because here, when I make a fool of myself, it's hidden to God.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, don't get nervous. That doesn't mean you just go live like the devil. I think the passage is completely saying something different. But what he's saying is, but when I fall, when I fail, when I make a stupid mistake and do a dumb thing and make a dumb decision, he says, I know you're human. I know you're dirt. I know you're dust. I know you're flesh. I didn't save you because you were so wonderful. I saved you because of Christ. And now when you fall, I know you're there, but I'm still your Savior. I'm still your Father, and you're still hidden with Christ. You're still in God. You're still saved. Get up and keep going.
Amen.
Because you're in Christ. Amen. That's not going to change.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
All of your foolishness is hid with Christ. All of the dumb things that you say, good night, is hidden with Christ.
Yeah.
All of the idiotic thoughts that you have of pride and selfishness and ego and all, flesh, it's okay. You're not going to live like that.
That's right.
Without conviction and chastening, and but you're still in Christ.
Yep. Yes. Amen. That's right.
You're still in Christ.
Yes.
And you're hidden in Christ.
Amen.
You have everything you need because you're complete in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you tonight, that's enough for me to do what God says. That's enough for me to be thankful and love the Lord and be willing to put my affections on the things above. Look in chapter 2 of Colossians here in a minute ago. Look over there. Chapter 2, verse 6. Let's start there. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him,
amen,
rooted and built up in Him, in Him, in Him. You see that? Established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him, in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye, those of you who are risen with Christ, ye are complete, where? In Him. You're complete in Him.
Amen.
You don't need to add anything to salvation. You're complete. You're finished. You're entire. It's done. It is finished.
Amen.
You are complete in Him. And no matter what happens until the day of your going to heaven, you will stay complete because it's not you, it's Christ.
Amen.
You're complete in Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I don't need to add anything. Go back to chapter 3 over there. Therefore, in Christ, I'm hidden with Christ in God. My old man is dead. God doesn't see that anymore. God doesn't hold me accountable for that anymore. Now listen, I'm still accountable for the things I do, the works I do. I'm not talking about that tonight though. I'm talking about just old-fashioned salvation, old-fashioned redemption, old-fashioned reconciliation, old-fashioned ransom from sin, old-fashioned justification, old-fashioned sanctification, old-fashioned good old-fashioned born-again salvation. I'm saved, I'm in Christ, I'm complete, everything is gone, I'm hidden now in Christ. Nobody can take that away. I'm complete in Him. So now, I need to be seeking those things which are above. I need to be setting my mind on those things which are above. Why? Because I'm dead. A dead man doesn't think about anything. A dead man doesn't think about anything. My old life is dead. I'm not thinking about that anymore. We talked about that a little bit in the men's meeting tonight. I, I revealed a little bit about my past. But that's dead. That's dead. When Christ came along and hid me in His righteousness, clothed me in His righteousness, that's dead. I have a different heart. I have different affections now. I have different desires. My mind is not set on those dumb, dead things anymore. My mind is set on things above. I've never been there. I've never seen it like Paul has. But he says, man, if you would just set your affections on things above, you understand that there's something worth living for that's far higher than you are.
Amen.
Why? Because when Christ, notice this phrase, who is our life.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh. See, how is God able to use a man to write such things with such power? I know they're the words of God. I know that. They're inspired and preserved words of God. But Paul wrote them because he had seen these things.
Yeah.
And he said, look, Christ is now our life. For to me, to live is Christ.
Yeah.
And to die is gain. Yeah. He wrote that in Philippians chapter 1. Turn over there. Turn over there quickly. Verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ. Now, it may not be that to you, but it was to Paul.
Yeah.
And I want it to be to me. And I want it to be for you. To live is Christ. Christ is our life.
Amen.
There is no life outside of Christ. Christ is our life. And to die is gain. Notice verse 22. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. But what I shall choose, I what not, I don't know. He says, I'm in a strait betwixt two. He says, I'm between a rock and a hard place. I've got to make a decision here. Having a desire to depart, notice, to be with Christ, notice, which is what? Far better.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, do you really believe that?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that?
Right.
The average Christian that I talk to, I'm not convinced that they believe that. That to be with Christ is far better.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Why is that, preacher? Because their affections are set on things below.
Yeah.
He says, I'm in a strait. See, the church at Philippi needed Paul. They needed his help. They needed his encouragement. They needed his exhortation. They needed his strength. He was their preacher. He was the one who started their church. He was the one that went to Macedonia. Remember, come over to Macedonia and help us. Remember the Macedonian vision. And he came and went to Philippi, and that's where he started the church, where Lydia got saved. And then her whole family got saved and baptized. And they loved this man. And they said, don't leave us, Paul. We need you. He says, I know you need me, but I want to go home.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
I'm in a strait. I love you, but I want to be with Christ. It's so much better up there.
Right. Amen.
See, to me to live is Christ, but to die is even better. Why? Because I get to be there. And it's far better up there.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, God. I want to be there.
Yeah, amen.
I want to be there. Say, preacher, we need you here. You need to be our pastor. I know. I'm not saying, but boy, it would be a whole lot better to be there.
Yeah, amen.
My wife's looking at me and saying, honey, we need you here. He said, as long as you take me with you. But why is Paul able to say, and you, I mean, he's not just saying that.
Yeah.
He's not just saying that, dude, but he means that it's far better. I want to be there. I've already seen it.
Yeah. Right.
I've already seen it.
That's right.
Oh, but I know you need me here. I know you need me here, he says. And he says, I'm in a strait. Boy, I'm in a hole here. I don't know what to do. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you, in verse 24. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you, all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. He says, I know. I want to go to heaven. It's far better up there. Far better up there, Miss Annabelle. I want to go. I want to go. It's so much. To me, to live is Christ. Why? Because He's my life.
Yeah, amen.
Now, unless you can fake it pretty good, if you can say that with all of your heart, you're gonna be different.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
For to me to live is Christ. Why are you so? Well, because to me this life is nothing but Christ.
Yeah, amen.
Christ is our life.
Yeah,
my life is hid with Christ in God. His righteousness is now mine. I'm dead.
Amen.
You're not looking at Brother Falk. You're looking at Jesus in me. There's nothing good in me but Christ. Amen. And it's so much better to be in heaven. Oh, I want to see Him.
Yeah.
Look upon His face. Colossians 3, verse 4, and I'm done. When Christ, who is our life, understand, folks. There's no life without. He is the resurrection and the life.
Yeah, amen.
Yep. It's not religion.
Amen.
It's Christ.
Right.
It's not my works. It's Christ.
Amen.
It's not me. It's Christ.
Amen.
When He shall appear. When He shall appear. He's my life. And when He shall appear, then we also shall appear with Him in glory.
Amen.
Where's glory?
Heaven.
Above.
Amen.
Amen.
Those things above. He goes on to say in verse 5, mortify therefore your members upon the earth. He said, and I'm not going to read any more tonight, but the things in verse 5 and on, he says, these things are going to keep you from setting your affections above. These things are going to kill the life that Christ is in you, the life that Christ desires to be. Mortify your members, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, and so on. Verse 7 says, in the time which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but now you put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, etc. And he goes on, he says, put on the new man. But all I'm trying to say is this. If I set my affections on things above, because Christ is my life, because He is all in all to me, Christ is all I need. To me, to live is Christ. It's far better to be up there with Him. That's where my affections are. That's where my heart is. That's what I'm seeking. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm thinking and dreaming. That's what my mind revolves around every day. To me, to live is Christ.
Yeah.
And to die is better because I get to go be with Him. Now, listen. I just leave you with that thought. Who is your life?
Yeah.
What is your life?
Amen.
Where are your affections? Where's your mind? What are you seeking? I don't have any... Nothing in this world attracts me. I'm not attracted to it anymore. I'm just not. My affections aren't on the things of this world. I mean, it says they are things of this earth, things below compared to things above, things on high compared to things below. There's no comparison. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we're alive forevermore. Thank you that Christ is our life, that we're hid with Christ in God, in you, Father. Lord, help your people.